Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Franco Rossi, who is the president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kim. Thanks for asking.
Yes. You have a big event coming up on May 29th. It's a 16-year anniversary celebration. You have a lot of dignitaries coming in. We'll get to that in just a minute. But before we go there, let's just talk. Most people know Aquafil is a third-party supplier of nylon to the carpet industry, and you focus on nylon 6. Why don't you talk about how the business has grown since your company, which is based in Italy, first decided to invest in facilities here in the U.S.?
Yeah. The business has grown significantly since 1999, when I initially came to the United States to open shop on behalf of Aquafil, and we created Aquafil USA. We started up in a small lease facility in Cartersville. It was a 20,000 square foot facility, and through different phases of investment and expansions, we're now sitting on a footprint of almost 500,000 square feet. It has been a great run. I enjoyed it a lot. It went over my wildest dreams when I originally came over here. I mean, we're happy to invite friends, customers, and vendors to celebrate this new milestone of our growth in a little bit less than a month.
Let's go a little bit more into your business. Obviously, I think most of what is sold that you make goes into the commercial market, and most of that is solution dyed colored, right?
Yes, it is. That has been the recipe of our success, to go deep into the solution dyed market arena. And yes, we are nylon 6 based. We have several lines of product, and altogether we have more than 500 SKUs, meaning by SKUs pretty much means colors. Mm-hmm. So we have a very large variety of colors. So that definitely is one of the ingredients of our strategy. The second ingredient has been to be able to deliver to the carpet industry a ready-to-tough package. So it's not only fiber extrusion, but also processing of the material through twisting, heat setting, or air entanglement, so that the carpet mill only need to put it on the creel or on the beams and run the product without further processing. So I would say, long and short, those have been two of the key ingredients of our success. It's a model that I would say did not exist before Aquafil USA started its operation here in the States.
One of the areas that you've also invested heavily in is in your Econeal brand, which allows the carpet mill, and this is really important in the commercial market, to have a 100% recycled nylon 6 carpet yarn, right?
Yes, it is. It is. Econeal is one of the great achievements that we are proud of. As you just mentioned, it is 100% recycled, 50%. So half of the 100 is out of post-consumer material, the other 50 being out of post-industrial waste. Aquafil has invested a lot of money, a lot of technology, a lot of efforts has been made in order to make that possible. It sounded like just a dream just a few years ago, and actually it has now become a major stream of our procurement. So approximately 30% of our sales are now Econeal based. Mm-hmm. So it means millions and millions of pounds are put back into the market from the waste stream. And so now you're going to see at the celebration May 29 is that we have started a carpet shearing operation here in our main facility in Aquafil Drive, where we take used carpet out of the marketplace and shear the fluff, the pile, mm-hmm. out of the carpet and make it into bales and ship it to Slovenia. We want to keep growing Econeal as a system to manufacture nylon out of used material.
Yeah, you know, 2 years ago I was able to tour that facility in Slovenia, which is adjacent to Italy, not far from your main operations. You have an operation that's very similar to what Shaw has in Augusta, Georgia. You're able to depolymerize this fluff and turn it back into nylon 6, which has the same properties as virgin, and yet it's got a great recycling story. I've got a question for you. We've watched as the price of crude oil has gone down. How has that affected the economics of using recycled fiber versus virgin fiber?
Obviously, as I mentioned before, Econeal is made out of 50% post-industrial material and 50% post-consumer. Mm-hmm. The post-industrial waste pretty much follow the destiny of Virgin. So as when Virgin goes down, even the waste, which is coming out of industrial operation, goes down. So that has not had a significant influence on our economics. Obviously, the post-consumer part is a different story. Post-consumer costs are mostly labor costs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the costs which are involved in post-consumer are labor-related. And they are very rigid compared to the cost of oil or cost of virgin nylon. So obviously our cost position now is not as good as it was a few months ago. Still, we believe we are just in a cycle,
mm-hmm.
and this is not forever. The cycle will change, will go up again and down again. So we believe that our model is the right model. The fact that we realize that there are cycles in the cost of oil-based material has forced us to get more involved in procurement of recycled material, because we felt that players in that industry were fairly weak facing the down cycles alone. So we have seen many of them, unfortunately, going out of business, not being able to continue their operation just because they could not resist the pressure during the down cycles.
All right, let's get to your event. It is May 29th, and you're, again, celebrating 16 years of business here, but you're also inaugurating or opening your second manufacturing facility in Cartersville. So give us a few details about that.
Yeah, we are now sitting on almost 500,000 square feet. That includes two facilities, the one that we opened in 2006. You may remember that day. You were invited.
That's right.
You were here.
Yeah.
And then the second one, which is still in Cartersville, just a few miles away from where we are here now, which is even larger in terms of square footage. We started operating out of that facility just a few months ago. We already expanded the building, built another 77,000 square feet, so that we can now have all the space that we need. We have moved all the reprocessing equipment to this second facility and have kept here in the main headquarters the fiber extrusion and master batch preparation and the carpet shearing operation. So it has been a year-long project, which just finished. So we are happy to invite all our friends to share the joy and celebrate this new milestone of our history.
And this is at your primary location on Aquafil Drive. It's May 29th, and it's from 10:30 to 2:30, right?
Yeah, the program includes the visit to both facilities. So we have organized bus system, which will bus people back and forth from the second facility. So people will have the opportunity to have a quick glance to both facility, and then we'll end up with a luncheon, Italian cuisine, I suppose we can call it that way.
Okay.
For what the circumstances allow.
Well, I look forward to seeing you then. Again, been talking to Franco Rossi, who's the president of Aquafil USA, about his event on May 29th, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.